Red Rocks. Today is February 27th, 2023. Here are this week's events. Tuesday, February 28th is Picture Day, and it's the end of the second semester. At 5:30 p.m., there will be a meeting for fifth grade parents of students going to Washington, D.C. Tuesday is also the last day to purchase tickets to the Spring Gala at the Rose in Golden. See the Raccoon News for the link to purchase your ticket before 8 p.m. On Wednesday, February 29th, the first grade will be visiting the Arvada Center. And on Thursday, March 2nd, is Read Across America Day and Dr. Seuss's birthday. Rumor has it that the Cat in the Hat will make an appearance at our school. Be sure to check out storylineonline.net for some great stories. The link is in the podcast description. A couple of shout-outs to our students. First, to our morning musician, Josephine, well done, and congratulations to Eleanor for winning the yearbook cover design contest and to runner-up Wyatt. Kudos as well to Maya and Liam, who represented Red Rocks Elementary School in the Colorado State Spelling Bee online test. It was a hard one, but they rose to the challenge. Results will be announced soon. CMAS testing will begin after spring break and continue throughout the month of April. Check communications from your child's teacher for days and times in order to minimize disruptions. If you're a basketball fan, then you know that March Madness is an exciting basketball competition that happens each year from mid-March to April. But at our school, we have a different type of March Madness. March Book Madness. I have chosen the Sweet 16 titles from the newest and best picture books available. For this classroom competition, you will need to read the titles and vote for your favorites each week in order to earn points for your classroom. Your class can also earn points by doing fun or creative activities connected to each book. There were some amazing posters last year. Your class can also earn points by posting to social media and using the hashtag RedRocksReads. The winning class will receive an hour-long activity with me. It could be a puzzle box. It could be coding. It could be using robots or a virtual field trip. There are a lot of exciting possibilities. So let's get this show on the road. The Sweet 16 can be found on the library's website. Read the books this week and vote by this Friday for your favorites to continue on to round two, the Elite Eight. Happy reading!
Hey man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was the 32nd President of the United States. D is for Delano in his middle name. He was married to Eleanor Roosevelt. He became a president in 1933. He was president during World War II. He was elected president four times because of the war. President Roosevelt had polio and died in 1945.
I like Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th president in the 1898, Theodore joined the U.S. Army. He led a group of soldiers called the Rough Riders during the Spanish-American War. Theodore Roosevelt is my favorite president.
Ulysses S. Grant was the 18th president of the United States. He was born in Ohio, and he enjoyed training horses as a child. He led the Union Army in 1868. He was elected president, and again in 1872. He worked to protect the rights of American Indians and African Americans. Grant was remembered as an honest president.
The president I chose is James Madison. He was born on March 16th, 1751. He went to college. He led a war in 1787. James helped write the U.S. Constitution. He died on June 28, 1836. He is known as the father of Constitution. He was a good president.
Thank you for joining us for the latest and greatest from our Red Rock students. We hope you enjoyed the short presidential biographies from our first graders. And remember, from the words of Lyndon B. Johnson, a book is the most effective weapon against intolerance and ignorance. R-O-C-K, you rock, you rock.